Hello, Audio Boo. This is Benjamin Solar here, the Marxist horror writer. This is the first time I've done a Spoken Sunday in maybe 2 months or so. Have a special announcement on the Spoken Sunday blog coming up. Exciting announcement, so be sure to check that out. This is my piece, Wet Umbrellas. As soon as you step out from the other world of the train station, you can't help but be overcome by the floating down like mist, reminding you of the sameness that is Monday to Friday. It is thicker today, much darker than yesterday. The room to breathe between the echoing steps and the sterile elevator is clogged with bad weather. The streets are filled with black floating organisms shaking in the wet breeze. Their webbed fingers stab around at each other, prevented from flying away in a riot from something holding them underneath. Their skin is like a seal's, sleek, shiny, causing the rain to run off. You shuffle around them, trying to make it as quickly as possible to that sterile office. It's a wonder you want to get there. You don't hold down on those things, but everyone around you does. You wish they'd let them go. You duck this way and that, those fingers wanting to gouge at your eyes and fill them with the water falling from the sky. Your red blood would dilute until pink would spill out of your eyes and slide down your shirt like a mixed load of washing. When the umbrellas lift up, trying to tug free for their release, you would see who held them. Their eyes would be hollow, already gouged out and lifeless, the pink drained and lost down the gutter before you arrived. Dead and decaying, their mouths hang open, uttering what you might only dare to call language, the kind just below the scripted recordings fed to you when your time is their time now. They own you for that day, and you can only hope to push at the walls a little bit, but never escape. Those dead faces don't flock to you, hoping to consume you. They flow around you, and you let yourself become part of them. Some of the umbrellas have run away and found the merging too much. Others have let themselves stay and join. They're more effective as one as they bleed into each other. Silver fingers connect. Black skin merges like the binding of bodies of water. The mass flow through the streets and up the steps, through glass doors, and come to rest in front of that sterile elevator that you dreaded, but dreaded less than walking through the rain. It's not such a problem now. When the doors open again, up much higher now, the mass you have joined flows out and regains its shape, swarming in amongst the cracks of desks and filing cabinets. It's almost like a plague of bugs that are searching for food. That food is behind the locked door, screaming into his mobile phone. His wide, white eyes reflect groaning mouths hanging open under the black skin of wet umbrellas.